Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Big returns and shock title changes from last night. We'll talk about AEW and NXT in a moment. Expect spoilers. Plus, WWE Hall of Famers want one more run. And a sports legend is going all elite. For Thursday, November the 12th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Eddie Kingston! Did you think I'd be gone forever, huh? Well, bad news, scumbag. The bastard's back, and you have made a very, very big mistake.
Pack is back. First time since March, we have seen Geordie Boy Bastard Pack on AEW Dynamite in person, at least. We've seen some incredible promos around the northeast of England. And this is the first time since March, pre-pandemic, that we've seen him on our television screens proper. Following from the main event, great main event between Pentagon and Phoenix, we saw Eddie Kingston trying to split up the Lucha Brothers. And this brought out Pac to get into the face of Eddie Kingston. Next week, Pac will be in action for the first time in several months. He's going to be facing The Blade from Butcher and The Blade on Dynamite in 7 days' time. Pac, Penta and Phoenix, you may recall, before all this silliness kicked off, had formed a three-man team called Death Triangle. They got, I think, one match before the pandemic hit and they were all split up. Eddie Kingston then coming in to take over and with the team of Penta and Phoenix, forming like a crime family, essentially, in Pac's absence. And it looks like Pac is here to pick them off and maybe get Death Triangle back together. Tony Khan has said recently in an interview with Wrestling Observer Radio that the issue with bringing Pac in wasn't to do with getting into the States, but more getting around and then out of it. Because up until the case being that, I think this is still the case, there's a two-week mandated quarantine period for when you travel into America. So Pac traveling from the UK would get to America. He'd spend 2 weeks in quarantine, presumably do what he needed to do on Dynamite, spend 2 weeks going back the other way. So logistically, it made no sense to have Pac as part of AEW. But it seems like this has been sorted out. Chances are he has some residency in some way within the United States of America. That's what I can assume from this. Otherwise, they wouldn't be bringing him back in such weird circumstances. But good to see Pac back on AEW Dynamite last night.
Gargano looked for a super kick, got caught. Oh, crucifix pin, shoulders down. Oh, oh my God!
Here is your winner.
On the other side, we had that shock title win. That was how NXT opened last night from the Capitol Wrestling Center. Leon Ruff is the new NXT North American champion. This caught even me off guard here. Johnny Gargano was choosing an opponent for tonight's, for last night's NXT. Spun a wheel of challengers. Lo and behold, it landed on Leon Ruff, who has had a pretty miserable winning win-loss record since he arrived at NXT. Hasn't won a match yet, so looked like it was just going to be Gargano running through Leon Ruff. But enter Damian Priest. Running distraction. This leads to a roll-up and Johnny Gargano losing the NXT North American Championship once again before he's even defended it. And losing it to Leon Ruff as well. Perennial outsider Leon Ruff. He then escaped from the building and the title change is standing, according to William Regal. Leon Ruff is the North American champion. This was a great way to open NXT last night. I had a lot of fun watching that particular moment last night on NXT. Jack and myself will talk about everything that went down on AEW and NXT respectively, with Dynamite graded and NXT graded. And Ross will be here with the WTF moments, the AEWTF moments, all on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today. You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above. First ballot, Hall of Famers, the Bella Twins. Is that the terminology for when someone's kind of waiting in the wings of the Hall of Fame because they didn't get a chance to go in this year because inductions didn't happen? Anyway, Nikki and Brie Bella were chatting to Access Hollywood. They were talking about the new series of Total Bellas, among other things. And they were asked about their wrestling career, whether or not they were genuinely done and dusted. And Brie said, "This is what's hard for Nikki and I. When we left, all of a sudden, the WWE women's tag titles came in and we've been dying to have tag titles. So her and I feel like we have one more run in us and we really want to go for those titles." So Nikki and Brie Bella announcing via Access Hollywood that they'd like another run in WWE and they'd like to become women's tag team champions. Earlier on this year, both Nikki and Brie became mothers. Nikki and her fiance Andre Chigvidsev welcomed their first child back in July. Brie and Daniel Bryan welcomed their second just 24 hours, less than 24 hours later, actually. We had Artem talking about his fiance Nikki's desire to get back into the ring, and he said she's been having talks about coming back and doing something together with her sister Brie for a long time. They both have kids. I feel like they still have this unclosed chapter with wrestling, so I would not be surprised. I can see a situation which sees the Bella Twins coming in to get one run at least as WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Watch this space.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're Christmas shopping online, I can recommend you using Quidco as you do. They offer cash back when you buy from places like Amazon and eBay and Argos. And if you sign up to Quidco via Cultaholic, you get a free fiver, which will be paid into your bank account or PayPal. They are very good like that, Quidco. So sign up to Quidco, get yourself a free fiver on us at cultaholic.com/cashback. Bring them out! WWE's tribute to the troops is coming to Fox. The announcement was made late yesterday that on Sunday, December 6, WWE will air tribute to the troops. Now, this is something that they've done over the years. Normally, they will do tribute to the troops from a base camp somewhere in an area where the army are serving, and it's always a unique aesthetic when they do that. They have done the last couple from arenas with members of the armed forces and the military on hand for it. But this year, they have said that Tribute to the Troops will be taking place at WWE Thunderdome. It will include servicemen and women with their families from Marine Corps Air Station New River, US Army Post Fort Hood, US Navy aircraft carrier USS John C. Stennis, Naval Air Station Fallon, and Naval Air Weapons Station China Lake. The Fox Sports chief exec, Eric Shanks, says supporting the United States military year-round is an essential part of Fox's sports mission, and partnering with WWE on their Tribute to the Troops is an incredible extension of this ongoing commitment. This will be the 18th annual Tribute to the Troops show, and I'm crossing all fingers for a boot camp match that ends with Sergeant Slaughter becoming 24/7 champion. In fact, I'm going to call that right now as a thing that happens. Fightful Select have reported that Santana Garrett has been quietly called up from NXT to the main roster. She didn't do much stuff on NXT television, but she was very, very liked backstage after a couple of outings on Raw and on Main Event. Hasn't been used much since then. I think everything's kind of been very much up in the air, but we do understand from Fightful Select that she is indeed now on the main roster, along with Chelsea Green and Vanessa Bourne. So those three, whilst on the roster, are yet to actually make their main roster debut yet. Maybe something they're holding off for a little while longer. Watch this space, I guess. Wrestling Inc. are reporting that the Rascals, Desmond Xavier, Trey Miguel and Zachary Wentz, who, as we talked about yesterday, are on their way out of Impact Wrestling, are off to WWE, quite possibly. There is a standing offer from the company for the Rascals to come in and join them. Now, we don't know yet whether the deal has been signed, but it seems like, to quote Fightful Select and Wrestling Inc., a formality that this will be a thing that happens. They have their final match on Impact Wrestling next week, where we will see Miguel teaming with Rich Swann against Xavier and Wentz in a tag team match. And then from there, away they go, possibly to WWE by the looks of things. The Young Bucks became the AEW World Tag Team Champions at Full Gear, and they were speaking to Sports Illustrated following the win and gave some details about how it came together. They said, quote, "If we'd won the titles right away when AEW launched, there would have been a struggle for our characters. There wouldn't have been a struggle for our characters. We actually wanted to hold back for another year. So winning now was a Tony call, but I'm glad it happened at the pay-per-view. It felt special. And winning it from FTR in this rivalry, in a match we never thought would happen, took it over the top. It was indeed the right way to win the titles. A great match that was had as well between those guys and FTR. Worth checking out if you haven't watched Full Gear yet. I can recommend at the very least watching the tag title match. James Storm popped up at Bound for Glory the other week, didn't he? And it's meant some people are asking the question as to whether or not Storm is back in Impact Wrestling. He did put those rumors to bed on Twitter saying, "No, I was asked to come in and help out, and that's what I did. It was fun, as wrestling should be, and they have a lot of upside for sure." Doesn't seem like James Storm is keen to get back into an Impact ring full-time. But yeah, it was good to see him doing his thing. Braun Strowman talking to Sports Illustrated about how he wanted to help stop the third hour drop on Monday Night Raw. He says, quote, "The third hour of Raw falls off with ratings sometimes. So I pitched an idea to bring the Monster Among Men to Raw Underground in the third hour. It's so easy now to watch parts of the show on social media after it happens. My goal is to get people to watch our live product. That's a huge factor of why I went to Raw, which is where I first made a name for myself. For me, being a superstar is like a candlelight, and there's so much I want to accomplish before it burns out. So I'm bringing my absolute best to Raw. This is a big time for me, and it's a chance for me to make a mark and win that one world title that has eluded me." Jake Hager was on Talk Is Jericho talking about his first interaction with Chris Jericho and revealing that Cena refused to lose the WWE Championship to him. He spoke about winning the Money in the Bank briefcase, with Jericho on the podcast. He says, I had a little inclination. I had no idea what was going to happen. The night before, I teased it on Raw. I hit John Cena with the briefcase. I snuck up on him when he had one of his brilliant promo segments. Later, come to find out, he refused to do the job for me for the WWE Championship. We won't talk about that. And then in quotes, the most unselfish top man in the business. Hager then talks about the night that he won the Money in the Bank briefcase. He says, I see John Laurinaitis go into the office. Here comes you and Edge, talking to Chris Jericho. He says, okay, this is my turn. I'll come in right behind you guys. And then the door shuts. It was about 5 minutes out there. And you guys are probably just all in there laughing and joking like, hey, this rookie's out there sweating his ass off. And then I go in there. And honestly, Chris, this is why I always look up to you as someone I can trust. You turned to me and very stoically you told me, you better not F this up. And you were dead serious. And you were very sincere about it. And it was one of those things. It always reminded me of my best wrestling coach. He would always yell at us. He'd always kick our ass. So the first interaction of Chris Jericho and Jake Hager, one that really sort of lit a fire under Jake Hager.
That giant that you were talking about, oh, he's the real star. And you know what his name is? Shaq.
What?
Shaq has landed in AEW, it seems. Jade Cargill there making her AEW debut and revealing that Shaquille O'Neal is coming for Cody Rhodes. There's been some back and forth here. Surprised to see this thing going down. To be fair, Shaq is no stranger to wrestling. He's been a part of Monday Night Raw in the past, nearly having a showdown with the Big Show on multiple occasions, something that Big Show has talked about quite a bit as a regret of his career that he never got that one-on-one match with Shaq at WrestleMania. Looks like Shaq is going to be coming in to work with Cody. So this should be an intriguing marquee match. We don't know much about it right now other than Shaq is on his way to fight Cody. That's all we know right now. I'm sure Jack will have more to say on this, on AEW Dynamite Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. Also NXT Graded with myself on the channel as well. The AEW TF Moments with Ross also on the channel later today. Oh, and by the way, in case you've missed this, it's Straight to Hell Week on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And we've had Rocky Romero and now Carl Anderson sitting down with Ross, sharing things in the wrestling world they want to send straight to hell. Talking Shoppermania 2 on pay-per-view this weekend. So it's great in the build-up to this to have Rocky Romero, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, all a part of the Cultaholic YouTube channel. You can watch Straight to Hell with Ross Twiddell and Rocky Romero and Carl Anderson on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.